Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. This week, we offer another new and recent releases program, spotlighting the very latest in the world of film and television music. We're going to begin with music from the BBC television series Africa, Face to Face with the Unknown. It's the latest in a series of genuinely remarkable BBC documentaries. Over the years, they've given us such incredible works as The Blue Planet, Planet Earth, Life, and Frozen Planet. While all of the aforementioned documentaries were scored by George Fenton, Africa, Face to Face with the Unknown was handled by Emmy-winning composer Sarah Klass. Now, despite the fact that Klass isn't nearly as well-known as Fenton, she's well-qualified for the task, having scored quite a number of nature documentaries over the course of her career. As you might expect, her score incorporates some distinctive African rhythms and instrumentation while retaining the sort of easily accessible melodies which typically accompany such series. It's an enjoyable effort, and let's take a listen to some of it now.
Thank you.
Music from Africa, Face to Face with the Unknown, written by Sarah Klass. Moving from the inspirational to the terrifying, next up we have a selection from Spanish composer Roque Baños, written for the remake of The Evil Dead. It's an effective flick in many ways, offering a level of directorial ingenuity beyond that of most horror remakes, and even managing to offer some compelling subtext. Even so, the movie feels too chained to its predecessor, spending more time paying homage to the original Evil Dead and Evil Dead 2 than establishing its own identity. The score, however, is most assuredly a distinctive element which owes more to the likes of Bernard Herrmann than it does to Joseph LaDuca's scores for the Sam Raimi Evil Dead flicks. Bold, striking, and colorful, the score accents the grand, over-the-top horror the film increasingly indulges, and it's generally the sort of memorable horror score you just don't hear very often these days. Take a listen and enjoy. Music by Roque Baños, written for the remake of The Evil Dead. Next up, we're going to feature a couple of selections written by composer Michael Nyman, but they're not the original recordings. A pianist named Joo Hyun Park has just released a new album in which he covers a number of Nyman scores on solo piano, and the results are quite attractive. Many of Nyman's scores have featured the piano prominently, most obviously his score for Jane Campion's The Piano. So naturally, those are the scores that Park has chosen to accentuate. Let's take a listen to a couple of selections from that album. The first from the aforementioned score for the film The Piano, and the second from the science fiction drama Gattaca. Enjoy.
Thank you.
Music written by Michael Nyman, first a piece from the piano, then a piece from Gattaca, performed by Joo-hyun Park. The Jackie Robinson biopic 42 has been faring quite well in theaters, enjoying a bigger opening weekend than any other baseball film ever made, and generating mostly positive reviews. The film stars relative newcomer Chadwick Boseman as Robinson and features Harrison Ford as Branch Rickey. The score is provided by composer Mark Isham, who spent much of the past couple of years working on the television series Once Upon a Time, but who returned to the world of cinema to provide an engaging, uplifting score for this inspirational drama. Sports movies tend to be exciting opportunities for composers, as they get to pull out the big melodies and sweeping moments which really showcase their talent. Isham has certainly done a fine job on this one, delivering a traditional yet immensely satisfying score. Enjoy. You're listening to the Sounds and Sights of Cinema here on WHIE Radio and DVDverdict.com. I'm your host, Clark Douglas. We're featuring new and recent releases on the program today, and next up we have a selection from Oblivion, the new science fiction thriller starring Tom Cruise. The film was directed by Joseph Kosinski, who made his directorial debut not long ago with Tron Legacy. And though I didn't much care for that film, one of its greatest virtues was the terrific score by Daft Punk. Kosinski has opted for another unconventional approach this time around, hiring Anthony Gonzalez, who performs under the name M83. Gonzalez is known for his flavorful electronic music, but his distinctive voice turns a bit more generic this time around. Working in collaboration with composer Joe Trapanese, he delivers a score which sticks closer to proven formulas than to recapturing the magic of the Daft Punk score written for Kosinski's previous film. Still, while it might not be as distinctive as one would hope, given Gonzalez's background, it's an enjoyable effort. Let's take a listen.
Thank you.
Music from Oblivion, written by Anthony Gonzalez in collaboration with Joe Trapanese. Tyler Perry has remained very busy in recent times between working on his various television shows, starring in the action flick Alex Cross, and directing his own movies. He's also producing an upcoming comedy called Peoples, which stars Craig Robinson of The Office. The soundtrack offers a lively combination of score and songs, with the former being provided by the reliable Aaron Zygmunt, and the latter being performed by members of the cast, including Robinson himself. The score covers a variety of genres in a short amount of time, offering some Western flair, a bit of pop music, traditional sweeping melodies, and more. Let's take a listen. Music from Peoples, written by Aaron Zygmunt. We're going to close today's program with music from Terrence Malick's latest film, To the Wonder. It's another bold, challenging effort from the director, one which is potentially his least accessible film, but also an immensely rewarding one. As always, the music plays a significant role and makes a big impact, as Malick delivers a variety of classical pieces and blends those with a new score by little-known composer Hannon Townshend. It's a lovely effort with a number of compelling thematic ideas, and it allows us to conclude today's program on an exceptionally graceful note. Without further ado, Mr. Townshend's music for To the Wonder. Have a great week, everyone. Back at you later.